Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And that music, no, you're not at Macy's. You are.
That's a good one, Mo.
You are listening to our friends from Anytime Fitness. Courtney, did you really hear that song when you were shopping at Macy's?
Yes, I did.
It's so random.
It was a few weeks ago. And I was like, where have I heard this song before?
Oh, yeah, that's my theme song.
That's the theme song.
My walkout song.
I was telling Derek, and he's like, what?
That's my theme song, everyone. Yes, anyway, welcome. You guys do have a theme song, and it's very catchy, and I'm happy that you're here today. So what's new at Anytime Fitness?
Yeah, so the gym's been pretty busy the last couple months, but we know that these last few weeks have been starting to get a little bit nicer, and everybody's getting excited for spring. Which is great. We just don't want everybody to lose track of their fitness goals. Still be active and get outside. All that stuff is still good for us, too, in more ways than just the exercise way, right? But don't forget about your resistance training at the gym. And so we've got a little program that we're running. We've done it a few times in the past. It's our 21-day transformation challenge. And you don't need to be a member to participate. So it's a nice way, too, to try out the gym if you haven't been to a gym before or haven't been to our gym before. And just kind of get people re-energized, refocused, try something maybe that they haven't tried before, and kind of get you started or keep you going on your fitness journey.
You know, this is a perfect thing for somebody that hasn't been to the gym or maybe doesn't belong to your gym. So 21 days, we can all commit to doing something for 21 days, but you really see results with this.
Yeah, I mean, in the past we've done it three times.
So we've our fourth time coming up.
This will be our fourth time. And I think we've had at least 30 people participate in each one. So we've done pretty well. You maybe aren't seeing necessarily huge changes in that short amount of time, but we've had a lot of people continue on after the challenge that have seen a lot of success. I know I was talking with one of our members last night, and she's down 8 sizes since she started. She started with us on the first one, which would have been fall before.
Fall of 2018.
Yeah, and she's been with us since, and she just keeps going strong. So
if somebody's done this challenge before, it's a nice way to jumpstart it and do it again.
Yeah, she could either do it again, or she can just keep going with her current stuff too. But yeah, we have a lot of people that have done it once, twice, three times. This might be their fourth time, some of them, just because it is a nice little re-energizer.
Change up from your routine for the social aspect of things.
Yeah. What does it look like, please?
Yeah,
so like normal group sessions, it's going to look like it's a mix of resistance and cardio. So we're going to use the toys that we have on the Purple Turf room, spread them out. And we have about 10 people, more than 10 people with the 21-day transformation coming up. But it's a structured workout. It might be a circuit of 8 exercises. They'll do 4 rounds, like, for example, 30 seconds work, 15 seconds of rest. And they're all doing the exercises, just going around the room, doing that work, and just repeating the exercises. We do a warm-up at the beginning, a cool-down at the end, or like a little game, or like a little mini-workout, and then we kind of foam roll. And that's where a lot of our members chat and get to know each other. And if they're new, you know, we kind of warm them up into the group.
So people come at the same time that are in this challenge?
Some of them, so we have different times. So we have times early in the morning, 5:45, and then we've got times mid-morning, so more like 8:30. And then we were going to try and do a noon session, so hopefully we can get a few people like on their lunch hours. And then we have some afternoon evening sessions, like 4 to 7.
So those are all posted, and people, they don't necessarily have to commit to one. Maybe you could do noon at one time.
Yeah, we try and get people to commit to days, but the times might vary. Everybody's day is a little different, but that's kind of how we can keep you held accountable and in check, right? As if we kind of lock you into, you know, Mo, you're coming Monday, Tuesday, Thursday or something. Like,
so do you want us there every day if it's 21 days?
So what the challenge includes, we do a kickoff at the beginning, and then we do a little finale at the end. And then you get 3 group training sessions a week for 3 weeks. So we want you at least there, you know, minimum those 3 days. But you have access to the gym on those other days as well. So doing things on your own, maybe some stretching, some cardio, other things, just to make sure you're trying to stay active.
Speaking of things on your own too, you'll be given some daily motivation and a little bit of homework outside the gym, or actually whether it's inside or outside the gym, to keep you active. That might include just getting your water intake in, or just relieving the stress, find some time for yourself, or looking at sleep, or what's on your mind today. I'm trying to think of other ones we've done.
Just talking about nutrition, your sleep. We talk about sleep a little bit too.
Why is water important, and how much should we be drinking a day?
We should be drinking about half our body weight in fluid ounces, right? And then it's important, you know, we don't want our muscles to cramp. We don't want them to fatigue right away, right? So if we start to cramp, that means we're not getting enough water in our system. So it's important to stay hydrated so you don't pass out or overexert yourself.
And then, Courtney, you mentioned sleep. How does that factor into this?
Yeah, so we just kind of make you... So we're not necessarily making you sleep a certain amount of hours or things like that, but we're each day just kind of touching on something that is also something that you should be just health conscious about, right? You should kind of know how much sleep you're getting and if that's enough or not. I mean, if you're not getting enough sleep, why not? And how can we maybe change that, right? Because getting enough sleep and enough rest is also very important when you're talking about weight loss, especially.
Long-term just like health, isn't it?
Yep, and long-term health. So there's all kinds of those little things that we talk about too, besides just working out, right? We like to talk about working out because that's what we like most, but there's a lot that goes behind it too. So trying to touch base on all of these little things to just give you a nice little either starting point or refresher. Some people, I mean, we know a lot of these things, but maybe we just need to be reminded again.
How do we know we're not getting enough sleep?
You just feel like you wake up in the morning, you feel groggy, maybe even right there, or you just kind of seem out of the loop. You might not be getting enough sleep just because we're mindlessly maybe watching TV or scrolling through our phones late at night. We look at the clock and, oh my God, it's midnight or 1 a.m. and I have to be up for work at 6, right? Or maybe we're missing alarms waking up.
And so not enough sleep really does affect everything.
Yeah, it's going to affect your strength. It's going to affect how you function day to day.
Your mood,
all of those things.
Yeah, just overall, it's going to affect your entire day.
Yeah. So, I mean, we just really want people to be mindful of all these other different things, too, that play into weight loss. Because most of our participants are focusing on weight loss. Some of them, though, are focusing more on just getting into a routine or building strength.
Or maybe just those little things.
Or just changing it up. Some people just need a change. And that's what is nice, is that they get 3 group training sessions a week. And maybe they've been consistently working out, but they're getting really bored with their routine, or they're doing the same routine over and over again. So this might give them an opportunity to try something a little bit different.
Do we need to change it up every once in a while?
It doesn't hurt to change it up every once in a while. You might get bored of your routine. You might plateau off and, it just doesn't excite you anymore. So like Courtney said, maybe this is just it's a good way to change up what you're doing in the gym. And not to mention the amount of people you're with doing it all have the same common goal. And then maybe you stick with this routine and you enjoy it, or you go back to your old routine and you enjoy it even more because of that change.
So what kind of a time commitment is this group training session? You mentioned somebody being able to go over their lunch hour. Is that realistic?
Yeah. I mean, so we try and keep them about 45 minutes. Now, a lunch hour one, we might try and get done in about 40, because we know people got to get back to work and everything, so they maybe can't be away that long. So we can try and keep that one probably to more like 40 minutes, but usually we're done in about 45 minutes. We allow for an hour because we want to make sure we're spending time with people too, and there are some people that maybe aren't in a rush to go anywhere right away after, and that maybe they have a few questions, right? So it gives us an opportunity to make sure we've got some time set aside to check in with the participants as well and our members as well.
I bet this is fun for you guys too, though, because you probably get energized from this also, seeing newer people or maybe a group of people coming together that wasn't together before. There's a certain energy that comes out of that, I would assume.
Yeah, I believe there's definitely 2 things that get me hyped up. One is all of the new people who just want to better their lives, and they come to us, and then we get the opportunity to help them and assist them on their journey. The other thing that makes me excited, fills me with energy, is our current members who are hyping up these new members. They're showing like, hey, you're welcome here. You know, we're all in this together, and we can do this. And that just makes me super energized.
You know, it should, because I think that's one of the most intimidating things for people is they don't feel welcome.
Yeah, for sure. And that can be hard too with a group when you already are new. You maybe haven't worked out in years and now you are seeing a bunch of other people that look like they've maybe been here before. It's nice that we've built up a pretty good community in our groups, and everybody does a pretty good job making sure everybody feels welcome. A lot of times we stop and get excited because we see other people cheering others on. I know numerous times we've had groups where somebody's maybe struggling or they're intimidated to do a box jump. They're intimidated by that box, but they get super excited when they can do one, and everybody's cheering for them when they're trying. So just like little things like that that you maybe wouldn't think of as a big deal, but it's big for them to do it, and it's really cool to have people around them encouraging them and cheering them on. Mm. And that just makes you feel better too, I think, if you've got four or five other people that are encouraging you and happy that you reached a goal for yourself that didn't really include them.
So when does this 21-day challenge start, please?
It starts April 2nd. So April 2nd, we'll do our first fit check. So we do a fitness check before we like really dig in and start. So we'll do those fit checks April 2nd, and then the group training sessions and the daily motivation and all that stuff will start the following week, that Monday. And people will start with their 3 times a week group training sessions. This time we're excited because this is our first time since we've gotten the eVolt body scanner, because we got that in December. So it'll be really cool to have people do a scan at the beginning and a scan at the end. We had a different scanner before, and that one was pretty cool too because you could see measurements. This one doesn't really tell you measurements. It tells you more internal health stuff, so it's kind of nice. And it gives them a calorie budget, and it kind of breaks down their macronutrients and all of that to kind of help them as well with the nutrition part, which will be really cool to see how much people change from beginning to end.
And then what's going to be interesting about this 21-day transformation is we're pushing more of using MyZone. We're using heart rate monitors, track kind of work effort. You can earn based on how hard you're working. We can live track that as well.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited to use those too.
Those are new to you, so I would assume that
we've had fun. We've had the heart rate monitors for about a year now, but this is the first time that we're really trying to push people to try them out a little bit more. So we're selling them they're a little bit extra, but we're selling them at cost, so just at our cost. So people have the opportunity to buy a heart rate monitor for an extra $30, and you can really see how hard you're working during your group sessions, as well as it gives you a little incentive to push on those days that you are not in a group training session. So maybe you go for a run or you go for a walk and you're trying to get your heart rate up on those off days too, just as a little extra push, right, to make you do maybe a little bit more than just show up to the group training sessions.
And tell people about the eVolt body scanner, please.
Yeah, so the eVolt body scanner, it's a total body composition scanner that measures measurements that are like your visceral fat levels or your skeletal muscle mass, your protein, your mineral, and total body, total
water. It's just crazy it can do that.
Right? Yeah,
it gives you a lot of very cool numbers to look at.
What's cool about this, too, is the back of the sheet has definitions of everything. So if you really want to go in depth with what everything means, because it's a lot of information on a piece of paper, it's all on the back and it lays it out perfectly for you what everything is. And if you fall within range or if it's above or under, then we know there's areas that we can work on.
Yeah, so it's really nice that we kind of touch on a few points with people that like maybe some of these we should keep an eye on and shoot for improvement, or these are the few that you're doing very well at. But then it's nice, like you said, you can turn over the back of the page and you can really kind of educate yourself to a little bit more on what all of these things mean. And so it'll be very interesting to see how the body scanner and the heart rate monitors help people throughout this particular time around. So
I bet people have been enjoying the eVolt body scanner already.
Yeah. I mean, we've enjoyed it. It's been nice with having our clients use it monthly to see their progress too. or maybe why they're not making progress. I know a few people maybe haven't been making the progress they've wanted, so it's been nice to go, okay, well, let's talk about this more, right? There's not been much difference between your last two scans. What types of things do we need to try and do? And usually it comes back to nutrition. Something's usually off with the nutrition that we have to try and clean up in order to make progress. So it's a nice way to kind of have a little assessment and see if we're getting better or not.
Right, yeah. According to that, we just take that information, transfer it into inspiration. And I got a good feeling that when we do it from the start of the 21-day, it's going to excite not just us, but the members as well when we finish it up and really see those changes live too.
Yeah.
And see their reaction. That's what hypes us up too.
I love it. So how can we participate, please?
Sure. You can either reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram if you follow us on there. Otherwise, you can give us a call at 651-438-8818. And we can set up a time for you to meet with us to just go over it more in detail, answer whatever questions you might have, and get you started. Otherwise, you can stop by the gym. We have office hours Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Fridays from 9 to 2.
And you're located in the Westview Center?
Correct.
So yep. You could just walk in
yep. during so those you can just hours. Walk in during those yep. hours, and if we're busy, we'll find some time to meet with you some other time. But
well, it sounds great. Well, we hope people take advantage of it. And again, if people are listening and they are not members yet of Anytime Fitness, you can try this out for only $89 for the 21 days.
Yeah.
So it's a great deal.
Yeah.
And will they still get the same benefits of using your gym anytime?
Yep. Yep. They'll get a key fob just like everybody that joins does. And they just get to basically try it out for $89.
24/7 gym access.
We love it. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us about that. We want to thank our guests today, John McQuaid and Courtney Cadwell with Anytime Fitness in the Westview Center in Hastings, and take part in that 21-day challenge coming up starting on April 2nd. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Go!